Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here, Tuesday, December 13th, 2022. You're listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening across our nation. Homicides surge in Vermont. Canada expanding its assisted suicide program. 4 in 10 Americans believe we are living in end times. A survey ranks the cleanest cities in America. Also ahead, want a free home? Get addicted to drugs. But first, murders in Vermont, reaching the highest level in decades. The state's largest city, Burlington, with a population of just 40,000 people, reports 5 homicides this year, the most since 1960. Officials there voted to defund the police in 2020. Since then, violent felonies are up 20% across the board. So you can say that Vermont and Burlington is getting what it deserves. Canada, radically expanding access to medically assisted suicide. Beginning in March, people whose sole underlying condition is mental illness will be able to use the government's death program. Canada, now one of 6 countries in the world where a person suffering from mental problems can get a doctor to kill them. The procedure was previously also used on late-stage cancer victims, which you can somewhat understand. But now people with mental troubles can end it all with the help of Ottawa. Survey from Pew Research says 2 in 5 Americans believe we're living in the last days of humanity. 39% of adults think the end is actually near. When asked about the cause of the impending apocalypse, a majority cited the Bible, followed by potential nuclear war with Russia, then climate change. Nearly half the population think human beings will be extinct within the next 100 years. The World Population Review ranking the cleanest cities in America. Here they are: Lincoln, Nebraska, Wilmington, North Carolina, Denver, Colorado, Tampa, Florida. Number one cleanest city, Honolulu. The dirtiest cities can all be found in the Northeast. Newark, New Jersey, tops the list. In a moment, giving homes to the homeless. Right back.
Hey guys, it's Vivek Ramaswamy here, inviting you to listen to my podcast, Truth. We just relaunched it after the campaign, and we are already riding up the podcast charts. Here's why. I think that hard, in-depth conversations about the tough issues is the only way we're going to get this country back. Because make no mistake, we are currently in a war for the future of America, and you cannot win a war unless you're willing to speak the truth. If you want standard conservative talking points, this podcast is not for you. But if you want to go deeper and hear the conversations you're not going to find anywhere else, the conversations that will challenge you, that will challenge me, then subscribe to Truth with Vivek Ramaswamy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I promise you, you're going to cover terrain that you're not going to hear elsewhere.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Los Angeles says it will spend more than $1 billion taxpayer dollars sheltering homeless people. Right now, the homeless population in LA is 75,000 approximately. That figure up 30% in the last decade. LA's new mayor, Karen Bass, who was sworn in last Sunday, has declared a homeless state of emergency. Back in 2016, 1.2 billion taxpayer dollars was allocated by LA to build homes for the homeless. Since then, 6 years ago, just 1,000 units have been built. The cost, $800,000 per house. On August 5th of this year, the LA City Council approved another measure that forces hotels and motels to place homeless people in unoccupied rooms. Under the initiative, hotels in LA would be required to notify officials every day by 2 p.m. how many empty rooms they have for the night. Hotels will be compensated through a voucher system. They cannot refuse entry to the homeless, no matter what shape those people are in. So industry leaders say the measure will endanger the safety of hotel workers and guests, which it will, because so many homeless people are drug involved. The final proposal, whether to force the hotels and motels to house the homeless, will be voted on November 2024. Early estimates predict the program will cost between $250,000 and $500,000 a night. In total, the city of Los Angeles right now spends $1 billion every year to house the homeless. Now, what about all the working poor people in Los Angeles? They don't get free housing, free hotel rooms. The substance abusers and mentally ill get them. No strings attached. No drug testing, no competency, nothing. Does that sound fair to you? Should hardworking Americans be forced to support the lifestyle of substance abusers? I mean, think about it. Hey, I'm going to live my life in a state of inebriation. I'm not going to work. I'm going to live out on the street in front of somebody's house. I'm going to be irresponsible and do exactly what I want. And you, the taxpayer, are going to give me a house. Does that make sense? It does not. The solution to this problem of the homeless, mentally ill, drug abusers, the solution is to build therapeutic communities where these people can go and get the treatment they need. And if they don't go, that's too bad. Nothing else. I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I approve the message by writing it. If you'd like more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com. And I hope you'll check out my new bestseller, Killing the Legends. Makes a great Christmas gift. In a moment, something you might not know.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 33 years ago today, a baby girl was born in rural Pennsylvania. By her 17th birthday, she would become one of the biggest stars in the world. Here is the story of Taylor Swift. Play, 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 and the haters gonna hate, 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 baby. I'm just gonna shake, 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 shake it off, shake it off. Now, Taylor's early life was spent on her family's Christmas tree farm. She began taking guitar and vocal lessons at the age of 9. As a young teenager, Taylor modeled for clothing brands like Abercrombie and Fitch. Despite her northern roots in Pennsylvania, Taylor's biggest influence was southern music. She began appearing at country festivals and fairs in Maryland, West Virginia, and her home state. To help her break into the music business, her family moved to Nashville, Tennessee. She was signed to a record label in 2005 and released her debut album 10 months later. Her first single spent 300 weeks on the charts. The song went double platinum. Taylor Swift released her second album in 2008 and became one of the most successful touring artists of the year, grossing $100 million. Wow. In September 2009, Taylor Swift was the first country music artist to win an MTV Video Music Award for Best Female Video. Her acceptance speech was infamously hijacked by Kanye West, who went up on stage demanding the award be given to Beyoncé. Remember that? Crazy Kanye. Since then, Taylor Swift has released another 5 albums, appeared in 8 movies, 12 TV shows, and won 11 Grammys. And here's something else you might not know. Taylor's parents believed she would be a star before she was even born. Her parents named her after guitarist James Taylor, and the two often performed together in New York City. Happy birthday, Taylor Swift. Back after this.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.